Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is confirming that he is running for re-election next year. Walz said in a social media post, "We've made historic progress in our state, but we're not done yet. I'm staying in the fight, and I need you with me." The governor also posted a video launching his bid for a third term. Here it is in part.
Where we lower costs for hardworking people who raise our crops, weld our steel, and teach our kids. Crack down on fraud and protect our tax dollars. Help working class families get affordable health care instead of kicking them off it. Invest in improving our public schools instead of defunding them. Get serious about gun violence.
Minnesotans cannot take another 4 years of Tim Walz. Walz is a proven failure, says Republican Congressman Tom Emmer. Instead of boasting about a strong economy, great schools, or safe streets, the only thing Minnesotans can tout is the fact that Walz allowed the nation's largest taxpayer-funded COVID program fraud to occur under his watch. To protect our children's future, our safety, and our way of life, we need to vote Walz out next November, said Congressman Emmer. The grandmother of car crash survivors is advocating for proper use of car seats. Lamberton native Jennifer Starkton is the mother of Morgan Grunewald, who died in a June 2024 crash. Morgan's three young daughters were safely buckled in their car seats and survived.
Because of how they were buckled, not just the three of them in their car seats, they were buckled correctly and there wasn't a mark on them. And it was because of their mom, my dear Morgan, made sure that they were buckled every time exactly right.
In 2024, preliminary figures show 477 traffic fatalities, and of those, 106 were not wearing a seatbelt. In other headlines, airplane mode for schools to support phone-free learning is the focus of a Minnesota company, The Commons. Co-founder Julia Gustafson says they want to help students develop a better agency over their cell phone use through a trust-based system.
It's grounded in this being a public health issue. This isn't really just a school issue. Students today, they're losing over a month of learning time due to cell phone use during the school day.
The Commons is a finalist in the 2025 MN Cup and will compete for $50,000 at the grand finale on October 6th. Students at Annunciation Catholic School will return to campus today, just 3 weeks after the fatal mass shooting that killed two and injured 21 others. The school says it will host supportive activities focused on connection and play today. This week's plans include a modified class schedule and extra security. This is MNN.